You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Andy Shaw available to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. So tonight, as I said, we have Andy Shaw. He was a coach trained by Dr. Pat Allen. Andy, are you available?
I sure am. Hello.
Hi, everybody. I do want to do a few advertisements. We have Andy Shaw. We have Patricia Eltage, myself, and Kelly Ward. We're all relationship communication coaches taught by Dr. Pat Allen. I myself offer. Oh, we have a call in. Caller, you're on the air with Andy and Sue. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. So I've been with my boyfriend for like a little over 3 months now, but before when we started the relationship, I communicated that I wanted a monogamous, continuous, long-term aiming toward marriage. And like when he first started talking, he said that he'd never wanted to be married again because he had bad experience with his ex-wife. And so I said that, you know, then we weren't compatible. And then, but then later he changed his mind and he said that he was open to marriage. And so we agree on that. And he got me a promise ring. And so everything's been fine, and we spend almost every day together. I still, I'll go to my parents or whatever if we're fighting, but pretty much I'm with him all the time. I live there. And he said the other day that what if, because he was with his last girlfriend for like 7 years, and he told her that he never wanted to be married, and she was fine with that. But he brought up that, like what if in a year, if he wasn't ready to be married, but we were like happy together. And so I got upset because I was like, well, I've always been clear that that's not enough for me. Okay. Like,
I know, dear, but do you have a time frame in your own mind? Because he can postpone it for 10 years. What is your time frame for you that you want to be married by?
Like a year and a half to 2 years.
Okay, 2 years. It can't be a year and a half to 2 years. You have to have a date in your head that's the last day that you're going to stay single without being, you want to be married in 2 years.
So I told him that if he's not ready within a year, then I would need an engagement ring and like a discussion of a timeline. And
okay, and he's just, well, that's, dear, that's not the communication tools. That's barking out orders.
Oh, really?
Yes, there's a better way to communicate your wants and not wants. You use the stroke and stand. There's a video on drpatallen.com website that Dr. Allen goes over all these tools. And you would stroke him. I really appreciate that you're not ready to be married, and you may not be ready to be married within the time frame I want to be married in. I want to be married within 2 years. From today, what do you think about that? And then he gets to decide rather than you barking out, you better get me a ring, we better be married, because that's you scolding him. Andy, do you have anything else you want to say?
I like the relationship contract, and you don't have to do it with, you don't have to do it both of you together. I mean, you should, that's the ideal way to do it. But what helped me is do the relationship contract as if he's going to do it in the future, and do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. And that goes with time, space, money, and play is sexual, non-sexual. And figure out what you, are you the masculine or the feminine in this relationship?
No, I'm the feminine.
Okay. Then as you do the contract for me time, we time, which is you and him, us time, you, him, and anybody else on the planet, and then go through the rest of these things, list out what you don't want first, then what you do want, and then figure out what is your deal breaker.
Because at first when I asked him, I said respectfully, like, I want to talk about our long-term goals. Like, are you willing to do that when you get home? And because he wanted me to come over because I went to my mom's because I was upset. And then when he came home, he was like, no, I'll talk about this in 2 weeks. And I was just like, okay, that's fine, but I'm not comfortable with that. And so I left. And so then today he was finally talking about it. But I guess I just said that within a year I'd want like at least an engagement ring. And then he got all upset at me and he said that I'm trying to trap him.
Yeah, that is true. Wanting is masculine. So when you tell a guy, I want ... it's confronting him masculine to masculine. There is a guideline on the relationship contract items. Maybe you watch it. If he's willing to watch it as well, it's like 45 minutes. It's called Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. And it's got all of her tools. It's got all the negotiation. At the end, it has a couple actually negotiating time, space, money, and play. If you want to watch it, use some tools. And if he would be willing to watch it, it would be beneficial for you both.
He keeps saying, though, like, how am I supposed to predict the future? Like, he doesn't want to say, like, yes or no. Like, he just keeps saying.
Dear, I know it. But there's, okay, dear. You have a time when you want 2 years and you tell him, I want to be married in 2 years. And at that 2 year mark, you go in and say, it's been great knowing you. However, I wanted to be married in 2 years and today's my deadline. So I will be leaving. You have to be willing to leave when it's the absolute end of your, that you're willing to give him.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what I told him. I said
dear, when you when I hear women say, I told him, that's scolding. Yeah. That's scolding.
Yeah. He has a right to do what he's doing. He has a right to say what he's saying, think what he's thinking, feeling what he's feeling. He has a total right to do all of this stuff. The only thing that we're concerned about is you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to have some boundaries that you can hang on to and say, cool, you want to now make decisions? Awesome. On April 22nd of 2025, if I don't have a ring on my finger, I'm leaving. Or we are no longer exclusive.
Yes. That's your
what do you
point
want to
of
do,
view.
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't bring it up until that date again.
Okay, I'm just scared that he's going to be scared and not want to, and I'm going to wait like 2 years.
No, dear, you scolding him isn't going to get better results. You're only going to push him further away. You have to be comfortable staying within your time commitment, the commitment you're willing to make and keep. Are you willing to stay for 1 year to be engaged and then another year before marriage? What do you want? What is your time frame? Because you're all over the board. 1.5, half a year, 2 years.
Yeah, I want to be engaged by a year.
Then mark your calendar 1 year from today. And you would tell him, I'd be comfortable being engaged by ... December 13th, 2025. And then I'd be comfortable having a 1 year engagement and be married within 2026. You could leave the whole year of 2026.
Okay. And then you have to keep... I'm trying to trap him. Should I just bring up my parents?
But dear, I'm hearing your communication is threatening.
Mm-hmm.
It's threatening and scolding.
And then sometimes when I ask him, like, are you willing to talk about it? He just shuts me down and he's just like, no.
He doesn't want to talk about it. He has that right, dear.
Yeah, this is all about you. So you can say, do the 5-step cleanup. You want to bring it out in an uncomfortable conversation. Ask him when it's convenient, not this evening. Be respectful in that manner. And if he says, if he never answers the call, okay, you have every right to. I have boundaries for when our relationship, if you want to hear them, let me know. If you don't, by this date, I'm going to be single. Let me know how you want to proceed.
Okay.
It has to be about you, dear, not what he's not doing.
Okay.
He has every right to be a flake.
Yes, he does.
And please, please, please do not feel responsible for another person's feelings especially yeah. men. They're not mm-hmm. yours. They're not your job. Leave it alone. Mm-hmm. If he's scared, he can deal with it. He's a grown man. And if he can't deal with it, maybe he's not the man that is best for you.
Right. I don't like it when he's
responsible for his feelings.
Like, he just says, like, oh, I'm, like, how am I supposed to know? I can't predict the future. Like, he doesn't give, like, clear answers.
Then you say, thank you for sharing. That is a clear answer. He doesn't know yet. He's being a flake. And you say, thank you for sharing.
Any answer that's not a yes is a no.
Okay. And it's okay if I just say, like, I don't feel good about things. I'm just going to stay at my parents' house tonight.
Yeah. You have a right to feel safe. Absolutely.
Okay.
And if he wants to come to the table, he wants you back, you need to talk.
But you use the stroke and stand when you leave. You say, you know what? Thank you for talking and sharing. I'm not comfortable staying here tonight. Set your contract. I'll be going to my parents' house if you want to reach me. You don't just bark out and say, I'm leaving because you won't talk to me. Don't communicate like that.
Yeah, I have to foot stomp this. Are you recording this conversation at all?
Yeah.
It'll be on the archives, too. You can listen to.
Yeah. Listen to what you just said. Write it down. And if you have to, read it on your sheet of paper.
Yes.
If you don't make it emotional, you're going to win.
Okay.
He has every right to be who he is. Follow Sue's script, and you will be in control of you. And that's all anybody can ask for.
Okay.
You got
it. Like the video on our website, Dr. Pat Allen, has 45 minutes of her going over these tools. And you'd be best to watch it.
Okay.
Thank
you.
For you. Good luck. Call us back next week and give us an update.
Thank you.
Caller, just for reference, too. I'm talking to people, if I'm standing in front of you, I put my hands over your head and say, the only person in the world I care about in this is you. That's all we're doing. We're caring about you, your mental health, your spiritual health, and your physical health.
Thank you. He's just really insensitive. And, like, he just gets really insensitive and rude sometimes and just, like, unwilling to hear my feelings.
He has a right to just decide if he's worth it or not.
If you want, I have a ladies group that I help women walk through this. That's on Monday nights at 4 and Thursdays at 5. If you want to join, it's a $10 donation. Just contact me at info@drpatallen.com and I'll send you the Zoom link.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'll help you walk through this.
Thank you.
You can do this.
Yeah, just please call.
He's really great in other ways. Like, he provides for me. He's like, we spend all our time together. But just when it comes time, when I say I'm upset about something, and I always do it respectfully, like, I want to talk about this. Are you willing to hear it? Or even when he says no, I'll ask him when. But usually he'll say, all right, fine, after like an hour or two. But it's just like, sometimes he's just so rude and insensitive. Just like, oh, you're trying to trap me and this and that. Just because I want to, like...
I can hear two sides. If you're communicating to him how you told us, then he would be upset. There's two people communicating, and you both sound a little on the emotional side.
Yep.
Rather than rational.
And doing this work will help you get this. When he does that, if you do this work, it won't matter. Mm-hmm. That's the beautiful part about this work, because you'll be understanding yourself and what other people are doing has nothing to do with you. Give them a chance to be who they are, or give them a chance to be better than who they are. If they do anything else, they have a right to do it. Cool, man. Hey, when you want to talk, let me know. Until then, I'm going to do X, Y, or Z.
Right.
Until you get yourself under control, you're going to be trapped by emotions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's rational work.
Because when he said that he wouldn't talk for 2 weeks, and I said that I loved and appreciated him, and that was fine, but I didn't want to be with someone who wasn't able to communicate, so I would be at my parents' house until he was ready to communicate, and then that's when he started talking.
Well, that's a threat, though. Yeah. So it, using the stroke and stand, you would give him a right not to talk.
Okay.
Yeah, work with Sue. She'll guide you through some scripts.
There's just, I can hear that. I listened to the communication, and you basically threatened that if he doesn't talk, you're leaving.
Okay. But how would I just be there every day? Like, why would I be there every day with him if I'm, like, uncomfortable? And then
because you have to do your work, dear. You, I'm sorry, but you have to face your mouth. You have to face what comes out of your mouth, too.
Yeah.
Because you say things to him that triggers him, and he says things that trigger you. We have to get one person rational.
Right. Because I think
to get you rational using the stroke and stand tools by Dr. Pat Allen.
Okay.
You can do this if you do the work.
But it's okay if I stay at my parents' house tonight just because I'm emotional. I just don't feel like being around them.
But dear, could you possibly let him know by saying, honey, you know what? I just want to let you know. You give him a nice stroke. I just want to let you know I'm not feeling very well. It has nothing to do with you right now. I don't want to get into it. However, I'm going to stay at my mom's house so I can calm down. You know, what do you think about that? And he may blow a top and you say, thank you for sharing, but I would feel more comfortable having one day to myself. Not saying you're doing it because he did this.
Okay.
Don't tell him you're doing it because he won't do this. You're not doing it as a threat.
I haven't been there in like 2 days, and we usually spend every day together. So
that's okay. This is called self-care.
Okay.
You have a right to take care of yourself. You just talk respectfully that he knows what you're doing, just like Sue said. Follow it verbatim, and that will work.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. So as I was saying, I offer that woman's group on Monday nights at 4 Pacific Standard Time and Thursday at 5. I help women like this, help them stay on track with the communication tools and how to date. It's a $10 drop-in donation. And if you're interested, you can reach me at the office at info@drpatallen.com, and I'll send you the Zoom link. And also we have Patricia Eltage. She's wonderful for couples contract items and couples. She does great communication tools with couples, and she's the dream interpreter. And Andy's just jumping on board to help coaching too. He's demonstrated his skills. And we have Kelly Ward that's a coach. She helps Dr. Allen with the ladies groups. So, Andy, do you want to tell anybody about what you want to specialize? Or you seem to share that you helped that lady very well with your communication tools. Andy, you're on mute. Andy, are you there? You're still on mute. I guess he's having, anyway, Andy, you're on mute if you can hear me. The call-in number is, can you hear me? Andy, you're on mute. I'm sorry.
For a second, I'm failing over here. What the heck?
I was going to say, if you want to share a little bit, you demonstrated some good communication work with that last caller. Do you want to share a little bit about what you're going to do or how you learned or anything about yourself?
Sure. You know, I'm just a guy that got in a situation and went, what the heck is wrong with me? And a friend of mine, God bless her soul, introduced me to Pat Allen. And I, you know, like I said, I went for 6 months and then started working for you. But every night I went and shook her hand and eventually started giving her hugs. And this stuff works. I mean, it was just little baby steps by baby step, but everything I did, even if I knew it was going to go wrong, I still wanted to practice.
Yes.
And having that rational work to fall back on allowed me to practice and become far less emotional than what I had been previously. Mm-hmm. And so the person I was with, you know, we kept going back and forth and we kept getting back together for whatever reason it was. And every time we did, I practiced some more. This is either going to work or it's not. If it's going to work, it's going to be healthy. And if it's not going to be healthy, then it's not going to work. But it gave me roadmaps on what road I was on, what road I need to be on for a healthy relationship. And so this stuff just works. And having gone through that, and that was 10 years ago. I just want to share that so that other people can have a better life and have a better world.
Yes.
And it doesn't take a lot of work, but it does take some work.
It takes some work, and it has to, you have to look within yourself to change you, not focus on changing them or getting them on board. That's the hardest part. All of my ladies want me to get the guys on board. I go, I can't help them. I can help you be rational. And when you're rational, he has the ability to be respected, and he will hopefully come and cherish your feelings, and he'll talk rational, and you'll both communicate and negotiate, not intimidate.
Right.
Guilt or fear. See, I heard, yeah, there's a lot of intimidation with guilt and fear going on in the world. You better do this or else, blah, blah, blah. That scares people, and their natural response is to fight back.
And I think you can tell how far along the path you are by how much you talk about the other person.
Like, oh, that's a good pointer. Yeah.
I might relate something what they said, but I'm not hung up on what they did or did not do. They have a right to do it. I already know that. But having that perspective now allows them to be who they want to be and me who I want to be. Mm-hmm. And either we can make it work or we won't.
Mm-hmm. There's that great book, I'm Okay, You're Okay, that a lot of people, they think I'm okay, he's not okay, because he's not doing it the way that it should be done. Pat always has that saying, don't shit on me. We have a whole list of recommended books on our website as well that Andy put together. So that's a good book when you want to focus on I'm okay, and you may not like what he's doing, but we have to make him okay too. Even if he is a jerk, even if he's a liar, even if he's a cheater, he has a right to be that. You don't have to like it, but he has a right to be that. You can choose to be with him and maybe negotiate a future together, or negotiate hoping that, you know, you don't have a future together, or you can work together.
Yeah, no, I like Dr. Allen's saying is you can say and do anything you want as long as you're willing to pay the highest possible price if you get caught.
And what would that look like?
Well, for, you know, this guy being emotional and not being communicative.
Yes.
He doesn't get to sleep next to this girl. Like, to me, that sucks. I feel sorry for him. But if we can get him to just say, you know, I'm something, right? Something, I can't tell the future. No, you can't, but you can plan, you can intend.
You can
work towards it.
Yes.
I think
he's being what they call evasive. He doesn't want to give a date. And a lot of people play good games with evasiveness. But then again, she was evasive on her time scale as well. So they both played off of each other.
Oh, yeah. They're absolutely both playing games, which is very unfortunate. But the game he's playing, if you're not aware of the game that exists, it can last for, you know, how long does the game last for? A second or 25 years?
It can last forever until somebody gets some awareness and chooses to change their behavior. Behavioral changes take about 6 to 8 weeks once you're aware of it and you want to change and you do the work to change.
And what do you, you know, there's three levels of that work, right? It's awareness, the awe factor, the AWE. Yeah.
Tell us, yes.
And then it's the assimilate, where we start changing our language and we feel like an ass. The first three letters of the word, right? Because none of it's natural. None of it's normal for what we're brought up with. And over time, the 6 to 8 weeks, the months that go on, it turns into actualize, where we act out who we're always meant to be. Not like the drawing that Pat wrote. She wrote this arrow that, you know, at the bottom of it is your birth, and at the top of it is your death. And if you're in integrity, your line is straight. But if you go out of integrity, the line detours. And it can detour in any particular direction. And until you do the work, it doesn't come back to where you're meant to be. So you can have a detoured life, or you can have an integrity life. But it will get back to where it was always meant to be if you do the work.
Now, I'm just saying, remember how Dr. Allen in her seminars, when people would say they'll try? What was her saying when people always said they'll try? She had a saying for that. I forgot.
I don't know. I always used to try to touch her nose. Nobody ever does.
No, she used to say, you know, that's where she came up with the want. You know, people would say, well, I'll try. She would say, you have to put a different word in. I want to change. I will change. And I'm going to do the work to change. Because a lot of people would say, well, I'll try. And that was an escape to not really do the work. It was their own scapegoat to say they'll do it, but they really had no intention to do it. So she used to flag people when they say, I'll try.
I'm going to try and find it in the book.
I don't know if it's in the book, but she used to say that all the time. I remember her. There was always something about she didn't like people say they're going to try. Because that's where she came up with that want. I want to change. I'm going to change. And I'm going to do the work to change. It's more potent. We teach the potent communication.
Yeah, that's part of the emotional talk.
Okay. Yeah.
So four is I will try, which is the emotional one. The rational one is I will do it unless.
Yes.
And then knowing that is also just freaking helpful, quite frankly.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give out the call-in number, so hopefully we'll have some more people. 323-203-0815. If anybody's out there listening, I know we have listeners, and a lot of times they don't want to call in because they don't want to share on the air. You're more than willing to email me your questions. We'll answer them, and you can listen to it on the archives. You can listen to it live. The beauty with you calling in is we can gather more data from you. When I just read it off of a sheet, we don't get as much information needed. But that's another way if you have a question you want to ask, or you can reach out and have a private session with any one of us as well, or drop into my ladies' groups. So with that, is there anything you want to bring topic up, Andy, or I'll bring up some topic of what I see the ladies asking? Do you have any topic?
Can I read this?
Yes, please do.
This is from A Life of Love, and it's on page 72, and it says, I will try is also not potent. I tried, past tense, is fine. Most people use I will try as a way of being evasive, as you said, when they will not commit to doing something at a specific time or date. Change I will try to I will or I won't do it unless.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, they're evasive.
Mm-hmm.
And I will try as always. No, I'm not going to do it.
Yes, I remember that was always something big when she did her seminars. People would say they would try. Well, we're all operating on our script. So you always operate on what's familiar from what you've learned from your parents, your teachers, society, the priests. And once you learn your life script, you can maybe change your script. Which Patricia does a great life script, takes about an hour and a half. If you want to reach me at the office, I can give you more information on the scripts. Oh, we have another call. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for me and Andy?
Okay. I actually have called before, and I have two questions that I
Go ahead.
Hoping you might.
We can work, do our best.
The first one is related to the first caller today about about making an agreement for long-term and monogamy and all that.
Uh-huh.
So if the man I'm seeing now, we have agreed that he would give a promise ring by the end of January, for example.
Okay.
So let's say the end of January comes up. So I don't bring it up at all until
you don't bring it up date. Until Jan. Whatever you mark your calendar, dear.
Mm-hmm.
January 31st, and he's got until midnight, January 31st.
Okay.
Not 9 o'clock in the morning, because you might want to do it at 6 o'clock at night.
Okay. Yeah, he might say that. Why not? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I wait till the day after, and then I bring up my feelings of uncomfortability. And is it at that point that I say...
Do you want a script to say if he doesn't give you
exactly.
any? Okay,
exactly,
so you're going to wait. And are you being intimate yet?
No.
Okay, so you're waiting to get a promise ring, and you're watching him, and you know you're both checking each other out dating.
Exactly,
I assume.
Exactly.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then guess what, dear? Maybe January 31st, you may not want him.
That's fair. Yeah.
So January 31st, he does not give you the promise ring. You make an appointment, honey. I have something I want to talk to you about regarding the promise ring. Is this a good time? You make an appointment with him to talk about the promise ring. And hopefully mm-hmm. he'll say, okay, now. Then you stroke him. Gee, I was so looking, I love being with you. And I was so looking forward to the promise ring that we agreed upon. You stroke him. And then you say, I'm disappointed that I did not get the promise ring as we committed to on January 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Andy, how would you end that one? Would you tell her she's leaving, or what do you think about getting me the promise ring today? How would you end that one?
Well, at that point in time, the promise is broken.
Yeah, so... the promise is broken, but you want to still get it from him. So how would the last follow-up go? She strokes, and then she says she was looking forward to the promise ring. How does she make the contract where they negotiate?
Well, you can ask right then and there, do you want to renegotiate? And if his answer is no, then there's a price to be paid. What's the price?
Or you could say something like, what do you think about going and getting the promise ring today? She could say that too. And see, because she's asking him what he thinks, because he did promise it yesterday.
Yeah.
You could say that as a follow-up. Are you comfortable with that? Or, I mean, there's a couple different ways we
could. Yeah, that's much more comfortable, because I thought I was going to have to say that I have to start dating other men. But
okay, well, that might scare
him.
And you know what, dear? He might have forgotten. So let's give him a chance
to
see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're going to do the stroke. You're going to sit, hopefully February 1st. And then, honey, I so much appreciate being with you. You're the man I want to build with. However, I'm a little uncomfortable and disappointed that I did not get the promise ring on January 31st, as we agreed upon. Okay. And then you could say, what do you think about going and picking one out today or later this week?
Okay, yeah, I love that a lot.
But it has to be a certain time frame. Don't say later. It's got to be today or within the week. You got to give a specific time.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Sue, question for you regarding the caller. Is it appropriate, do you think, to maybe, they're talking about having their diary on both sides of the bed, and that both people could... sneak a peek with, they have the rights to go sneak
a peek. They're not living. They're just dating. They're not even intimate yet. So I don't know if they go to bedrooms.
Right. But maybe there's something, a way that he could get an insight into your brain. I mean, if you want to share that.
How long have you been dating?
It'll be 6 months. It was 6 months in November.
Okay.
So January 30th was the upper limit.
Okay.
I think it's like 8 months or so.
Okay. So what Dr. Allen used to say before is each person has like a little dream book, where they want to share what would surprise them from the other couple. Like you'd want to be whisked off to Vegas, surprising. And each one keeps it, and each other can peek in those books to see what the other person wants. Is he one of those types of people?
No, he tends to prefer mind reading.
Okay, so he's a mind reader.
Yeah.
He probably wants
Yeah.
So that might only work if you're really in a house together and each one has a nightstand and you can go and peek in there, because I don't know, you'd almost have to give them a Yeah, I don't know if that would work for them, but that's a good suggestion as well. I'm hoping that, yeah. You know what, I have faith that he's going to, could you send out, keep your energy positive that he's going to give you the ring? Because if you, okay. What you think about comes about, dear.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been.
And we're already planning.
I'm sure he will.
We're already planning he's not.
Yeah, there's a piece in Outwitting the Devil where it talks about how people come to God with a prayer of fear, and their fear is realized. But if they come to the God with a prayer of gratitude and thankfulness and all the positive things, that is also realized.
Yeah.
So maybe listening to that book might help you gain a perspective on how you come to the table with what kind of energy you want to project.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because if you're sending like that he's not going to give you one, you're sending that energy to him and he feels you pulling back.
I see. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
Uh-huh. And maybe he wants to give it to you on New Year's. Maybe he wants to give it to you for Christmas and you're already worried he's not going to give it to you.
I've got a point.
Why don't you call us back that last week of January and be happy and we'll see how it's been going. And maybe you would have had, maybe you'll call us after Christmas and say you got it.
Yeah, you know what? I will call back with an update on how that
keep
went.
Posted,
I have another question, if I may.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So on another note, while we're not intimate, we do play around.
Okay,
like
that's
Pat
cool.
Said no penetration. However, something that has, I'd say my instinct has picked up on something that might potentially be an incompatibility. So as far as he's asked me to go down on him.
Okay.
And I've told him the price.
What's
and
the price?
I said to him.
The ring?
The price being that I want to be in a committed long-term aiming for marriage with the promise ring.
Okay. So if he wants you to go down on him, the price is he gets you an engaged promise ring.
Exactly.
That's a fair deal.
And
okay.
I thought it was a fair deal, but I let him know if he wanted to go down on me, that's fine. However, for me to go down on him, that's the price.
Did you tell him that the reason why? Because if you insert his penis in your mouth or vagina, or you get bonded, and you're, did you tell him the reason why?
I think I did. I don't remember.
Okay. Because women get bonded when they let that magic wand in.
That's true.
And we can be bonded to the wrong man. We have to know where
that's
where
exactly
our future
what I don't
plan
want to do. Yeah.
So that's
exactly.
What you have to tell him because
the
they think, well, mm-hmm. Why do I get to do it to you and you can't do it to me?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So his religious background is Islam, and he says that he can't go down on me.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, I mean, eventually, would that become a resentment for me if I do want him to go down on me and
I
can go down on him, but he cannot reciprocate?
Well, can he do other things that would pleasure you? Or is that is that a deal breaker for you? That's what you have to think about. Is it a deal breaker that you absolutely have to have somebody go down on you or you cannot be with them?
No, I wouldn't say it's a deal breaker.
See, that's what you have to look at. And you know, like if one person wants kids and one person doesn't, you have to look at it. Would I be okay not having kids? Not just not saying I'll be okay just to keep the relationship. You have to be okay with whatever decision you make.
And when that's part of that relationship contract where you do your half. And make sure you write down that this is not a deal breaker or, you know, identify which ones are deal breakers.
Yes.
And anything without that mark is not a deal breaker. It's a want.
Okay.
But it's not a deal breaker.
It's a want, but it's not a need. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of
the
deal
breakers.
Go ahead.
The thing that's rubbing me, I guess that's triggering my instinct about this is that
what?
he's not particularly religious. So I'm curious why he's chosen this hill to die on, because he eats pork.
Don't get involved there, dear. It's like we just talked to you. He has a right to be partially religious, but not practice it.
Okay.
Maybe he really doesn't want to go down on it. Maybe he may not want that. Some people don't like that, okay? And that's okay.
He also might be testing you. He also might be testing you.
I think that's what it is, actually. Yeah.
To see what you'll tolerate, what you'll accept, what you'll reject. Yeah. What are your boundaries? Because, you know, without boundaries, without any known or stated boundaries, there are no boundaries. There's nothing to get mad at because there's no boundaries.
Right, right.
And remember, even when you get that promise ring, whatever you guys do sexually, you can still terminate the relationship because you're, you know, you're still getting to know each other.
Yeah, exactly.
That does not mean that you're already glued together, dear. You're just building. Remember, building.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's really helpful. his religion is none of my business.
Yes.
I found it really funny. Yeah.
You know, this is all about you.
Talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And also,
but you know what? That's not my God. So it's his God.
Yeah, just make sure it's about you and not about him.
Okay.
And you knowing what you don't want and what you do want.
Okay.
And the rest will fall into place.
All right. That sounds awesome. I so appreciate the help, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Call us back next week. Call us back and give us an update.
I will. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you. We only had two callers, but they were good calls, I think.
They were. We're almost out of time. We got like 5 minutes left.
Yep, we have almost out of time. So with that, we can always end it a little bit sooner because we don't want to take a call and then cut them off. But I just want to say, if you, I advertise on our website, Dr. Allen giving 45 minutes of her chemistry, compatibility, and communication. And that goes over all the tools, all the relationship contracts, and just about all of Dr. Pat Allen's work. And it's under www.drpatallen.com. There's a free tab that you click and you can watch it. And then Andy put together a recommended book list that's as well on that same website. If you want to reach me at the office for my drop-in ladies groups or to ask a question or you want some help, you can reach me at info@drpatallen.com. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye. Andy, do you want to say goodbye to the audience?
Goodbye, audience. Be well.
Thank you. And we'll see you next week. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.